Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is John 8:31-36. John chapter 8, verse 31 to 36. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." My theme for reflection is the freedom found in Christ. The freedom found in Jesus Christ. Have you ever tried to put together a flat pack piece of furniture without following the instructions? It starts out with confidence. How hard can this be? But soon turns into a comedy of mismatched pieces and missing screws. It is a lot like life when we try to navigate without guidance. We think we know best, but things quickly spiral into confusion and even frustration. In John 8:31-36, Jesus invites us to follow the ultimate guide, his word and promises freedom for those who abide in him. This passage is more than a theological discussion. It is a roadmap to true discipleship, genuine freedom, and enduring peace. In this dialogue, Jesus addresses the Jews who had believed in him. At first glance, they appear to be disciples, but their belief proves shallow as they struggle to comprehend his words. Jesus draws a sharp distinction between believing and abiding. To believe is the first step. To abide is to remain steadfast, allowing his word to permeate and transform every aspect of life. As David F. Wells writes in No Place for Truth, quote, "Truth is now whatever we care to make it. Truth has become personalized, and in the process, it has been trivialized." End of quote. Jesus' call to abide in his truth challenges this cultural norm, urging us to seek a truth that transcends personal opinion, a truth rooted in God's eternal word. Jesus' statement, "The truth will set you free," is profound but often misunderstood. Freedom in this context is not about autonomy or self-determination. It is liberation from the enslaving power of sin. Imagine someone tangled in vines while hiking, a visual metaphor for sin's grip. No matter how hard they struggle, the entanglement tightens until help arrives. Jesus is that rescuer, cutting through the vines of sin and offering a path to true freedom. When the crowd protests, claiming they have never been enslaved, the irony is glaring. They overlook not only their historical bondage in Egypt, but their current spiritual captivity to sin. Jesus highlights this deeper slavery, explaining that a life of sin leads to alienation from God's household. But as the Son, Jesus has the authority to invite us into the family, granting us a permanent place through his grace. My dear friends, Jesus' words resonate with us because we too are often entangled, whether by pride, fear, or societal expectations. Abiding in Jesus offers us freedom from these burdens. It is a call to persevere, not merely as passive listeners, but as active participants in His Word. To abide is to trust God's wisdom above our own, to surrender our self-reliance and lean into His grace. It is about cultivating a faith that grows deeper over time, transforming us into true disciples. This process may challenge our assumptions and demand sacrifice, but it leads to a life of peace, purpose, and freedom that cannot be found elsewhere. I once heard a story about a man who had been incarcerated for decades. Upon release, he struggled with the concept of freedom, often returning to his old cell block to sit in familiar surroundings. It was not until a mentor gently reminded him, "You are free now, you don't belong here," that he began to embrace his new life. Similarly, we often live as though still enslaved, returning to old habits and fears, forgetting the freedom Jesus has granted us. His invitation is clear: abide in His truth and step fully into the freedom He offers. I think it was Epictetus, the ancient philosopher, who noted that true freedom is living without being ruled by our desires or fears. Jesus takes this concept further, showing that freedom is not self-made. It is a gift of grace, rooted in abiding in His truth. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life are you still living as though enslaved, even though Christ has set you free? Number two, how can you deepen your practice of abiding in Jesus' word to experience the freedom He promises? Lord Jesus, we thank You for the truth that sets us free. Teach us to abide in Your word, to trust in Your promises, and to walk in the freedom You offer. Help us to lay down the burdens of sin and fear, and grant us the courage to live as Your true disciples. May our lives glorify You and draw others into the freedom of Your grace. In Your holy name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. I